Continues the Gemara, Daf Pei Dalad Amud Bei, 6 lines from the bottom. Itmar, Eiver she'en elof kazayis bosa b'mokim zeh, v'yesh lof kazayis bosa b'mokim acher. If at the place that you're being shoved the etzim, there's no kazayis bosa, but there is bosa on the other side, not the place that's being cut, that's being broken. So it's machloikas Reb Yochanan l'shlokish. Reb Yochanan nomar, yesh b'mish m'shviras etzim. Because at the end of the day, the limb has a kazayis bosa. A kazayis of a shir achila. At the actual place where you're being shoivered is not a kazayis, but the limb, the aver, has a kazayis bosa. Reb Shimon Lokesh Omar, ein boi mishmishvios etzem. You have to have that the shir achila, meaning a kazayis, has to be dafka b'mokim de shvira, in the place where you're severing, where you're doing the ma'isa shvira. Now, Tosfos right away points out that the yisoid machlokes of Shlokesh and B'yochanan is mitli toli in the machlokes we had in Peidalad Omid Aleph on the bottom of the Omid. What's the mekor of etzem leisishbuwa? Tanakama said, Chachoma said that etzem leisishbuwa boy, we learn bekoshav lo beposel. And Rebbe said, the bayis echad yeochel etzem leisishbuwa kol roi laachila. It's placed next to the bayis echad yeochel, so it's roi laachila. Then he yesh b'mishvius etzem. Ein roi laachila, ein ba mishvius etzem. That means in Rebbe, Zoktaisis, the machloikas of Shlokshem Yechonon is in Rebbe, that it's totally in Achila, according to Rabbon, it's not totally in Achila, it's totally in kosher, v'loi b'posel. As long as it's carbon kosher, it's a shvil zetzim. But according to Rebbe, it's totally in shir Achila, because it says, v'bayis yechid yo'ochel v'etzim le'sishbuk boy, kol ha'roi l'achila yesh m'shvil zetzim. Ein ha'roi l'achila ein b'shvil zetzim. And the Gemara just brought on Peidal on the base. Eight nafkamidis between the two reasons. Zoktaisis, that this machloikas of Shlokshem Yechonon, if the shir Achila, which according to Rebbe, it's only an achila, is required, is it have to be an achila in the makam shvira, or as long as the aver has a shir achila, even if the shvira itself is not going to be an agansa shir of achila. So Tosfos, itmar aver she'en elof kazayis bosa b'mokim zeh, nir l'ri u'l'rivo, da'aliba de Rebbe komifagi, de ketonim b'braisa stoma, yesh b'mish shir achila, yesh b'shviras etzem, u'beplukte de Ravino Rav Ashi komifagi. We had two of the eight nafkaminas, Ravino Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi learned that Eva she'en lov kazayis bosa ikabinayu. Lamando ma kosher hakoshu. Doesn't have the kazayis bosa. Lamando ma royal achila. You need a shir achila. You have to have a kazayis, a ganza kazayis. And Ravina said, Kolki agabna lesbe mishmishvios etzem debina shir achila. You have to have a shir achila. Avada can't be they don't have a kazayis. But the question is, where is the kazayis? Ela Eva she'en lov kazayis bosa b'mokam zeh. V'yesh lov kazayis bosa b'mokam acher. Ika benayu. L'manam akosha akosha. L'manam goy lachila b'ina shi achila b'mokam shvira v'oleika. So in these two tzadim, in Ravina and Rav Ashi, in Rebbe, not in the Rabbonim, in the Rebbe that it's totally in achila and shir kazayis, over here, Zoktaisis, is the machlokes of Shlokesh Reb Yochanan. Zoktaisis, nir l'ri l'rivod, alibi de Rabbi komifagi. De ketoni bebrais, istom yesh b'mashi achila, yesh b'shvirus etzem, u plukti rabbina v'ravashi komifagi, aval rabbonon l'chul yama yesh b'shvirus etzem. Kong to rabbonon, it's not totally in achila. Kong to rabbonon, etzem le'sish b'rubai, is b'koshav lo b'posel. It's not totally at all in the shir achila at all. It's not totally in boser. It's totally in breaking an etzem. Zoktaisis, v'hod ha'masik. The Gemara is soon going to come out that when it says, when there's no kazayis boser, ilayim in the anal of kazayis boser klal, meaning there's no boser at all, the Gemara is going to say it means kazayis boser makam zeh, but yesh makam acher, on the same eva, just not in makam shvira. But in the havamina, that means there's no boser at all, so in fact, the Gemara, amai, yesh makam shvira setzim, why should it be shvira setzim? So even though we're only going in Rebbe, that's what we ask this kasha, because going to Rebbe, it's totally in achila. Avagav de matziluk mikir rabbonu, you could have said it's going to rabbonu, that's not totally in shir achila, it's not totally in achila at all. Since this machlekes of Shokshem Yechon is going in Rebbe, usvil like Rebbe mukum lasizik avosei. So that's what we say. It can't be that there's no boser at all. And that the Gemara continues. Zok the Gemara. So again, we have a machlekes. Eva shein lof kzayis boser mukum zevi yesh lof kzayis mukum mukum acher. Rebbe Yechon omi yesh b'mshvirus etzem. As long as the Aver has a kzayis, it doesn't have to be in the mukum shvira. Reb Shimon Lokesh Omar, Eimam shvira's etzem. Eis for Reb Yochanan Rishlokesh. Reb Yochanan asks Rishlokesh the following question. State in the posuk. The etzem leisish b'ruboy. So we learn over here, echod etzem sheesh lof kzayis bosa. The echod etzem sheen lof kzayis bosa. That is clearly that you chayv on shvira, even if there's no kzayis bosa. Now what are we talking about? My. What does it mean, my ain't lof kzayis bosa? Ilay medolo ain't lof kzayis bosa klal. If it means there's no kazayis or boser at all, not in the makam shvir and not in another place in the aver. So amai yesh b'mishim shvir zetzim lechayra. And like Tosfos says, if we're going to Rebbe, avadi have to have a kazayis boser somewhere in the aver because it's totally in achila.
Elul, and our Tosafot said you could have said according to Rabbanon, it's totally just in the kosher of the apostle, but we want to zetz on according to Rabbi because we're going to alibid the Rabbi. Elulav, ochi komar, brings Rabbi Yochanan raya teshita. It doesn't have to be a kazayis b'makom shvira. Elulav, ochi komar, echod etzem sheesh lov kazayis b'osom makom zeh, meaning at the makom shvira. Ve echod she'ein olov kazayis b'osom makom zeh, v'yesh lov kazayis b'osom b'makom acher. Either way, Yechayim and Etzim Leisish Begoy, boy, as long as there's a Kazayis in the Aver. So we see clearly, not a regular Shlokish. And that the Gemara answers, Omalei, Loi. So Shlokish says that, Peheom and Aleph, Loi. Hachikoma, you have to learn the Braise as follows. Echot Etzim Sheesh Lov Kazayis Bosa Mi Bachutz, meaning on the Etzim itself. The Echot Etzim Sheen Lov Kazayis Bosa Mi Bachutz, V'yesh Lov Kazayis Bosa Mi Bifnim, meaning you're right. Itaka doesn't have a Kazayis, but it's b'makom shvira. It's just not a kazayis b'machutz, but it's a kazayis as marrow bifnim. So it's in the moyach, it's in the marrow. Avarad is in shviras etzim, but avarad it's conditional. It has to be dafka b'makom shvira. So la'olam shlokish is answering according to shita that has to be kazayis b'makom shvira. And that the Gemara brings a raya that we see there's an issa shviras etzim even on the moyach that's within. It doesn't have to be a kazayis basar that's on the outside of the etzim. It could also include a kazayis basar inside. And we don't say that, one second, I have to get to the moyach, I have to eat it, karm pesach. So you have a esav yitcha loisa say. So it's a raya that the issa is even on the moyach that's in. V'atanya zaktamal b'nichusa, shteit in posik. V'etzim lois sish b'guboy. From here we learn that echot etzim sheish b'moyach, it's going in etzim that has moyach. V'echot etzim sheim b'moyach, both of them, there's a din of etzem leisish b'guboy. Umani mekayim. So what's the pshat in the posik? After all, there's a mitzvah achila. V'ocha zavosa b'layla azeh. So it's, if you're not allowed to be shoyvi the etzem to take out the moyach, so then, hayim mekayim the mitzvah achila. And that Gemara says, b'bosa shagabi etzem. Meaning we're not talking about the boser in the etzem. We're talking about the boser that's on top of the etzem. Meaning the mitzvah achila's carbon cannot be referring to boser shavtecha etzem, because that's only accessible by breaking, and there's no way esed echaloisa, and it's a shvira. Mashiach, on the outside, you can eat it without breaking the bone. Zog Rashi v'hotanya b'nichusa the osu l'shaber etzim shebetecha moyach v'loyam rinan leisi esed diyoyich l'sabos v'itchas leisei the shvira. Umani mekayim v'ochlan zabosu b'bosu sha'ala etzim. Zog Rashi avo moyach loy, the moyach is not the parsh of the Korban Pesach of the Mitzachila. The Lekel Ukme, maybe say we're talking about that you get to it and you reach it by burning coals. The Lekel Ukme be Moyach Nami, by de Gacheles, the Lematzich Lekho, Milse de Osibele de Takola, Dilma Poka. The Torah can't be that the Mitzvah Achilles Korban Pesach is the idea in Oifen that you might come to de Takola. Zog the Gemara, but maybe not. Oy Eino Elo, be Bosch of Techa Etzem. Maybe the Mitzvah Achilles Boss is even Bosch of Techa Etzem, meaning you have to break the bone in order to eat the Moyach. Umani mekayim. So what about the pasuk of etzem leisish b'guboy? That's talking about the etzem she'ein b'moyach. Etzem leisish b'guboy is an alar breaker when there's no moyach inside. Avam etzem yesh b'moyach, then shoyver ve'oichel. You're allowed to break it in order to eat the moyach. And how do you do that? Because of tchiyah. Va'al tetame she'ayov esiv yitcheloisa say. Maybe that's the tzad. And that the Gemara says no, that's not the tzad. Zok the Gemara keshu oimer, because it says in the pasuk the etzem lo yish b'guboy. The Pesach Sheni, it says it's a Yishbu boy by Pesach Sheni by Yudalad Ir, and over there it says that the Issa of Etzem Leish Yishbu boy. Why does it have to say so? L'chori, we know that Shein Tamid Loimar. It's not necessary to say this lav by Pesach Sheni. Sharei Kvar Nema, it says already Kechochukas HaPesach Yasu Oisoi. They have to follow suit whatever he did by Pesach Rishon. So why need a special lav of Etzem Leish Yishbu boy? Have a Oimer. It's come to tell me that echad etzem sheyesh b'moyach ve'echad etzem she'ein b'moyach. That the lav of etzem leisish b'moyach is going on all atzomis. Sign etzem sheyesh b'moyach, sign etzem she'ein b'moyach, and it's irrelevant that don't say etzem decheloisei, and maybe it's not going on etzem sheyesh b'moyach. No, it's going also on etzem sheyesh b'moyach, and likewise on etzem she'ein b'moyach. Now it's going in etzem she'ein b'moyach that you're not allowed to break the bone when you eat the basar from outside the bone, but it's going on all types of oifanim. You're not allowed to break the bone when you're eating the basar outside, and you're not allowed to break the bone when the moyach is inside, the basar is inside, and don't say etzem decheloisa say. So it's muchach that vibalt is taken isa to break the bone when the moyach is in, that the mitzachilas pesach is only the basar that's on the etzem. But en chami, the moyach in the etzem is taken not eaten, and we don't see etzem decheloisa. Now Tosafot has a kasha, From here we learn from the fact that the pasuk says kai pesach vetzem leishbul boy, we don't say tchia. In fact, that's a kasha v'kasha. Hechi alef minei. How can you learn from here? V'amai nami tzorich kro. Why can you learn from here? And why need a pasuk? Ha mi beidna de me'akelav lo mekayim essay. Tchia is only when it's beidna. We mekayim the essay. So then you're oikad the lav. Here it's not beidna. You're not mekayim the essay at the time that you're being over the lav. The essay is achila, and the lav is breaking. So if you're going to be shoyve etzem, you're over on the lav, but the mitzvah achila is going pesach, and not mekayim till later. It's not beidna. So how bichlal would you say that this is a parasha of tchia that you should learn from here, and it should be a parasha of essay dechalose, and you only don't learn from because of kochim? You can take calls. You can take calls and get to the meat and without being mekayim the essay without breaking. On the second kasha, Tosfos answers because you might come to burn the kochim, burn the moyach, burn the meat, and that's called being mafsid b'yadayim. Well, we had a chash of duma poka. But come from the first kasha of Tosfos, that l'chayr it's not be'idna. It's a gewaldige kasha. How does the chiyah b'chal come into the pasha? So we show him an answer that the din of eser d'chaloyse is that you need be'idna is, pshat is because you have an ability to do it be'idna and you don't do be'idna, so then there's no pasha of chiyah. You have a mitzvah's essay and you have a loyse, it's not d'cha one another unless it's taka be'idna, you mekayim the essay. But over here, it's impossible to do it be'idna. Because there's no such thing as eating before you're breaking. First, you have to get to it. So because it's not shaykh be'idna, the requirement of be'idna is not necessary. Biggest side in tchiyah. When is be'idna necessary? When it's shaykh to do be'idna. So then, es is only dechalais to say when it's be'idna at the same time. But when it's not possible be'idna, you first have to break and only then you can reach it and eat. So over here, it will be a parsha of es dechalais, even if it's not be'idna. The Turiyev in Chagiga explains this a little further and a little more, and he says that it's not the pshat of he don't need be'idna. Over here, the breaking is like the hechsher mitzvah. Usually, the essay has to be doicha de loise only when it's be'idna. Over here, the hechsher mitzvah is be'idna as the being over the loise. Because what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is achila. But the hechsher mitzvah is the breaking. And the breaking is be'idna of the lav. Because you can't reach it until you break it. So it's like the hechsher mitzvah of the achila, and that's taka be'idna.
Zog de ma'avayte me'isvei. We ask a kasha now and shittas l'shlokish that holds that if you don't have a kezayis bas b'makom shvira, there's no din of etzem leisish b'rabo. Frag the Gemara, eva shiotze miktsasa, if you have a limb that leaves the choyma, that leaves the gvul, that leaves the makom, that it's a psul yoytza. So now that part, that limb, that left part of the limb is a psul yoytza. So now you have to cut it, and the Mishnah describes that you choytech ad makom shemagia le'etzem, you cut until you hit bone, and then you peel away the meat. The bosa that's out is thrown away. The bosa that's in, that's peeled away, is eaten. So, v'choytechad mokoyim shemagia le'etzem, and then v'koylef at shemagia le'perek. And then you peel away the meat, the in and the out. What's out is not eaten, what's in is eaten. And now that it's exposed, you can cut the bone in the place where the limbs meet, where the bone meets. It's a mokom of a perek. So over there, it's not called breaking bones. It's between the atzomas. So, at shemagia le'perek v'choytech. Now, Zok the Gemara, V'i Amrit, and if you're going to say, according to a Shlokish, Eva Shein Lov Kazayis Bosa Mokam Ze, if you don't have a Kazayis Bokam, but Mokam the Shvira, V'yesh Mokam Acher, but even if you have in the same limb a Kazayis, there's no problem of Etzem Lesishburu, Eva Mishishvira's Etzem, so Lomeli the Koylev, Achimigil Perek, V'choytech, why do you have to peel until you reach the Perek, and now you peeled away the meat, and now you reach the Bena Prokim, and over there you Choytech, what's the problem? Nikle be put of a nitbre. All you have to do is remove a little of the meat and the makam shvira. It's less than a kazayas, and now you can break it. The whole etzem leisishbuko is only kazayas and makam shvira according to shlokish. So you can evade that problem by making it less than a kazayas, and now you can be shoiva. Must be a like Rabbi Yochanan, that the fact that you made it less than a kazayas over here is not going to help me as long as on the rest of the limb, even in not makam shvira, it is a kazayas. Zok the Gemara. It's not shver, even according to shlokish. Abaya oma mishum poka, meaning the chash is that when you're going to break it, so even if you're going to go ben aprokim, the maisa, it's going to spread towards the length of the limb, and it's going to break even the mokum where there is a kazayis abasa. So mele yigmini oiv on the isa, even according to shlokish. And ravina oma bekulis, we're talking about a kulis bone, by the hand. Over there, there's the
etzem by the arm over there, there is a lot of moyach which is inside the bone. So over there, even if you peel from the outside, now that you're going to break the bone, you're going to be over with the kazayas because it's an area which has a lot of moyach within the bone, which is betoichoy. So bekulis is a problem of being shoyve lemaisa b'mokem shvira. There's a sheer kazayas. So it's a problem even according to shlokish. So mele the only eitz is to be koilef and to remove the boser and then bechaytach ben aprokim. Zok the gemara vayte tenan hosom ha-pigul v'ha-noiso. The Mishnah says later on Daf Kuf Chof, that a korban that has a psul of pigul, because a kohen was had a machshava psula lechol chutzis manoi. V'hanoisa, if you have bosa from the korban that was left over after this manachila, so metamed es yedaim. The Rabbanon made a special gzeir that's metamed yedaim. Why? They wanted to make sure that a person will not bring it to their pigul or noiser. If he knows it causes tumis yedaim, he's not going to want this meat to be left over that's going to cause tumis yedaim or have machshavas pigul. So zok the gemara Rav Huna v'Rav Chizda is machloikas chad omar mipnei chash dekuna. Meaning the reason why they were goyza tumis yedaim is because of chash dekuna kahanim that are not they want to get back at the bala korban. So if they don't like him, so they machashav pigul, so they mafsed him. So one is because of chash dekuna. So made the medic zeres tumis yedaim, so he won't have such bad havaminas to make machshavas pigul. V'chad omar mipnei atzle kuna, meaning they were lazy. So if you're lazy and eating basa kochim, so you made sure that noisa is metam yedaim, so you won't come liday noisa. Zok the gemara, ma masti apigul, ma masti anoisa. The gemara explains, ma masti apigul, the one that says that they were metam yedaim by pigul is because of mechash de kuna. Is mishum chash de kuna the kanim that are choshut to make a machshavas pigul, and that's the reason. That's only negay chash de kuna is only negay by pigul, not by noisa. Uman the masya noisa, the one that says gonga noisa, is from atzle kuna. He says the reason is because of kanim might be lazy, so like this will prevent them from leaving the bossa over. Continues the gemara. This din that pigul and noisa, they were metame to misidayim because of chash de kuna or because of atzle kuna. So there's a machloikas what the shear is. Mar masti kazayis, umar masti kabeyo. And the Gemara explains, man de masti kazayis, if the shear is a kazayis, so memele de pshad is ke isuloi, meaning just like the is achila, achila is always a shear kazayis, so too, it's going to be the shear that it's mekabel tuma is going to be kazayis. Umar de masti kabeyo. Why is it kabeyo? Because since we're comparing it ketumosoi, since over here we're talking about that we're goyzer tumas yedayim, so memela we're goyzer this kashir of a beya, which is shir of a tuma, not the shir of esachila, the shir of a tuma. So what does it mean the shir of tuma? Pasha shir of tuma means that's metame acherim, because metame itself is memashu. Other we should learn that even letame atzmo you need a kebeya, but upon him the machloikas if the din of pigla noiser is because of chazikuna or because of atzikuna, the machloikas if it's kezayis or kebeya is totally is, do you look at the iser achila or do you look at the shear of tuma, pashas letami achem or even letami atmoy, do you look at the iser achila or the iser tuma? Now this din of chazikuna, obviously we're not talking about someone that bemazed is caught that he's doing it on purpose and he's being befagel the carbon. Then avari is chayvin tashlumin, so he's not causing any harm to the bilum of the carbon. We're talking about someone that is going to tine it that he was befagel b'shoigik and mele is potter b'tashlumin, but he did it in order to take a mess up the balabais. Zadrashi mit chashdei kuhuna shechshudin lefagel carbon mishum eva. So gozru ala pigul shiitame se yedayim. Kadesh is a tzorch lahat wa yodu koim shiiga bekoidesh v'yat richur. So Meli won't do this. Rashi on Daf Kuf Chof Aleph, the last omen in the Masechta, Rashi says, chash dekuna, gozru ala tume shelo yifaglu berotzoin. Meaning because of Evi, he's going to do it berotzoin and say it's b'shoigig, lahafzid es habaylim. Zog the Moav Aita, a new question. So this is like abi pigul anoyser, we gozru yedayim, tume se yedayim, so he won't be mefagal or cause noiser. Chashdei and Asikuna. Ibailuhu, the question is, Yoitza, goes Rabban and Tumor Eloi, Legabi a carbon that's Yoitza Chutz Mechitzosoi, where it also goes a Tumor Sidaim in order that it should not cause a Issa Yoitza. What's the question? Me, I'm gonna do, we say, Noiser, by Noiser, the Gozra Tumor, the Osalat Sluyebe, the Osalat Sluyebe. You attack and become lazy, and you may leave it Lide Noiser, so the goes a Tumor, so like this, you'll be Mazariz yourself. Aval yoitza, mashenken epsul yoitza, afuke be a dime lamafkile. No one's going to be a dime and go be moitzit be a dime. So what did Xegas tumis yadayim make it that he's not going to be moitzit be a dime? Why would a sane person want to be the head you take on and be moitzi? Bishleim to mefago, it's because of Eva. Noisa, because you're lazy. So mele the mizaz you by tumis yadayim. But lahoitzi, why should someone want to be moitzi? Aval yoitza, afuke be a dime lamafkile be a dime. Someone is not going to be a dime, be moitzi something. So the goes be rabbanon tumas and not goes a tumah. Oydilma loishna, we don't differentiate. Just like by pigul and noisa the goes a tumas yadayim, so too by psul yoitza. Sok the gemara tosh malbin uraya states that eva shiotz miktsosoi by the mission that's mentioned that in eva that shiotz miktsosoi chutz mechitzosoi. So you choitech atchem gila etzim. You cut until you reach the bone, and then you koilev, and then you peel away the meat. Until you reach the Ben Aprokim, the place where the two atzomas meet, and over there you cut the bone, and that's not called Shvius Etzim. Now, Zog the Gemara, V'i Amrit, if you're going to say, Goz Rabon Tumah, if you say there goes a Tumah by Yoitza, Kosoki Chotichlu, my Haver, what do you gain by cutting away the part that's outside? L'chaira, once you're touching that meat, that's yoitza, you're cutting it, you're peeling it away, your hands become tomei. Hakam etamalei. And then once your hands become tomei, soy bazoi, you'll be metame the meat that's bang inside again also. Once you tell me that by yoitza there goes the tumas yadayim, so I'm touching the basar that's outside, which is now in automatically, I'm going to touch the basar that's inside also, so I'm being metame, then I'm parceling it. So it must be that there were not goes the tumor by yoitza. And that's why you can separate these two bosses. Otherwise, how are you going to eat this boss apostle? How are you going to separate, this boss apostle and then eat the boss that's inside? It should become Tomei. So it's a raya that they're not going to Tumas Yadayim by Yoitza. So tomorrow's no raya. Tumas Storim hi, meaning the place where the two bosses meet, the boss that's Yoitza and the boss that's inside, that connecting place is a Tumas Beis Astorim. We learn that from Exodus Kosuv that Tumas Astorim lo mitamile. It's not mitama. So mitzad the din of Tuma, it would not be considered that it's mitama it, because the bosser outside, even if it's a psul yoitzer, would not be mitama the bosser inside because it's Tumas Beis Astorim. Zog the Gemara Ravina de Omar, Chiburu Oichlin lav Chiburu, meaning two parts of meat, two Chiburim of Oichlin. We don't look at them as a chibur. Why? Ukamanda mafchesedomi. It's considered like they're separate already. So memela, we don't look at it as magabes astorim. The whole reason why you say it's not metame, because magabes astorim, we don't look at it as magabes astorim, because it's about to be cut, so it's like cut already now, so we don't look at it as magabes astorim. So Michael and Meymar, so how could you say that you're being matre, that's tumas beis astorim? Hokonoga ba dodi. At the end of the day, the bosser kosher and the bosser apostle are touching one another. Become metame, so it should be metame, the bosser kosher should become tome because of the bosser apostle. If you go to tumas yoitz, tumas yadayim and yoitzah. Now, ein chenami mitzat tumas beis astorim. We're saying there's no tumas beis astorim. Why? Because chibu ha'oichel av chibu. So we don't look at it as a maga beis astorim. But legabe the din of tumas yadayim that is nagi adodi, it should be mitama. So must be that there's no psul tuma. There's no tuma on psul on yoitzah. Zokti gemara elo leman de masti kazayis. Meaning the Mars Matchas as follows. Leman the Masi Kazayas, according to the Amor that learned before, that Pigal and Noiser, you have to have Dafka Kazayas, so you can Zetzen over here, the Lesbi Kazayas. So just like we're not Goyzer, Pigal and Noiser only by Kazayas, we're not Goyzer, Tuma by Yoitzer only when it's a Kazayas, and there's no Kazayas over here. Uman the Masi Kabeya, the Lesbi Kabeya, there's no Kabeya, so Mela, there's no problem of Tuma by Yoitzer, even if there would have been, because it's not a Shear. Zoktimo Vaita Toshma, I'll bring you a Raya if there's a Psul. Tumas Yodayim by Yoitza. Hamoitzi psa pesach mi chabura le chabura. There's a pasuk that says, Loisitzi min abayis min abosa chutzo. There's an issue to take the bosa of Korn Pesach out of the home. So states, Hamoitzi psa pesach. If you take out the psa pesach on Pesach by night, mi chabura le chabura. So the din is, afapi shuba loisa say, even though you're even alive, because it says in the pasuk, Loisitzi min abayis min abosa chutzo, still tohar. The bosa remains tohar. It doesn't become tomei. Zok the Gemara, my lav, tohar v'osur. Meaning, there's a lav for sure you're over on. There's no question. The Torah says, Loi soitzi min abayis min abosa chutzo. So a lav you're over on. Now the question is it also posel? Is it a psul yoitza? And if there's a psul yoitza, does it also become tomei or remains tohar? So a lav you're over on. The question is, you can be over on a lav and it's not possible. It can be over on a lav and it's possible, but it's still tahor.
So zok the gemara hamoitzi bosa psal pesach mi chabura lechabura af al pishu beloy sase, even the over on a lav tahor, it's still tahor. My lav tahor va'osur, meaning it's possible. Why is it possible? The yoytze mechabur chabur ki yoytze chutz mechitzas edomi. It's like being yoytze chutz mechitzas and chutz mechitzas. It passes the carbon umifsel and the psul yoytze. Va'afilochi gatoni. And even though it says the psul yoytze, it says black and white clearly in the brayse tor. It says toru. So alma loy goes rabbanu tuma. So we see clearly not goes the tuma and yoytze. So the gemara is matcha the raya loy. There's no raya from here. Tor doesn't mean tor v'osur, meaning it's psul yaitzah, but it's tor. No, lo'lim, it's not a psul yaitzah. It's not a lab, but not a psul yaitzah. Tor umutur. Why? The yaitzah mechabura lechabura lav ki yaitzah chutzah mechitzah domi. It's not like yaitzah mechutzah mechitzah. So man, it doesn't have a psul yaitzah, v'loim mifsal. So obviously, it's not metami yadayim, because no psul yaitzah. But is it a lav? Of course, you're even a lav. But it's not metami yadayim, because it's not a regular psul yaitzah. But enech rami, a regular psul yaitzah, a carbon that yaitzah chutzah mechitzah. Maybe do it goyza to misidayim on a psul yaitza. Freg di gemara vokatoni sefer. It says in the sefer over there. Ha oichloi. If someone eats from the carbon that was yotze michabura lechabura, so ha reze beloy sase. Now here it says yoyvan aloy say not just on the etzim mihoitza on leisaitim in abayis and bazachutza. It's on the eating it. Now the eating it obviously is not the maisaitza. The eating means that it's a psul yotze beetzim. I'm eating from a carbon that was yotze michabura lechabura. So we see it's a psul yotze v'raya by merely eating it. Yoyvan alav. Yoyvan alav because the psul yotze in this piece of meat that was yotze michabura lechabura. So we see that is a psul yotze and yet. It says in the Brisa that star. So you can be pushed at the suffix that we had that they were not guys of tumor on a psul yaitza. Now, from this Gemara, it's brought down B'Shem de Biskarov. He says, we see clearly in this Gemara that Moitzi min Abayis min Chabura taking out the Gemara Taka calls it a psul yaitza. But it's a psul yaitza, but it's not the same psul yaitza as a regular psul yaitza of carbon. The Gemara had it sat to say that it's you're oivan the lab, but you're not oivan a psul yaitza. The Gemara says, no, we see clearly you're oichla oivan the lab, that is a psul yaitza. Zok the biskov, but it's still not the regular psul yaitza. The question is a metame yadayim, but it's still not the regular psul yaitza. Why? The regular psul yaitza, the pshat is, that's kochim sheyotsu, so it's a psul in the kochim. Over here, it's a psul in the achila, that the din that you're not allowed to eat, bosa, that yotsu mechabura lechabura, is that you're oivan on the lab when you're oichloi, so it's a psul that for the minuyim, the oichlim cannot eat from basar that just mechabura. This type of psul yoitza is an achiladik psul yoitza. He compares it to if you have a shechting of a mother and the uber is yotza hoitzi yoda mit chutz me'el. So the shechita is not going to be good on the uber. Why? Because it was a psul yoitza, the yoitza of the hand out of the uber. So then is an is achila. So you can have a psul yoitza in kochim and you have a psul yoitza mitzad the achila sheboid. The ilchus achila, but it's not a kochim dik psul yoitza. I'll compare him this. Psul yoitza is not the regular psul yoitza that we have by kochim. Now the question is there gozu tumor or not? Zok the gemara bishlom lemanda omer kebeya. According to the manda omer that said that tumor by pigul and noiser is only when it's a sheer beya. So over here you can say that there's no raya from this whole sugya. Why? That is no psul yoitza because it says tar. That is no psul tumor by yoitza. Why? Because it says tar. Why? The is because I is less be kabeya. So they're not going to tumah because it's lacking the shear. It's only because I is not a kabeya. Elamando omer kazai is the mando that says that it goes to tumah by pigla noise even by kazai is. So Michael and Maymar, what are you going to say? Over here, I've added it was a shear kazai is because it says a oichla is over belois to say. That means every achila is shear kazai is. So it had automatically, it had a shear kazai is. So we see that you can't say it's lacking in the shear because it had a shear kazai is and that's all the required shear. So lechoy, we see clearly that it's tar and it would not goes a tumah. So Gemara, ella be yoytze be pesach lemi baylon. Meaning by yoytze be pesach, that was never the question. The question was only by yoytze by kochim. The loy goes rabon a tumah. Avada by yoytze by pesach, we're not going to tumah. My timer, what's the reason? Because bnei chaburah's reason hein. Bnei chaburah zores. Even we know usually Kahneman's reason, but all the bnei chaburah that are taking part of the korban pesach in kochim, so automatically there's reason. So they care for not to be moitzi the chutz mechitzosai, or chutz lechabura. So in Mela, the chomer did not have to be goyze tuma by yoytze by korban pesach, and the question never starts by korban pesach. The question of the gemara is only elokikom ba'elon be yoytze bekotchim, and like we see, like the biskrov, there's two types of yoytzes. There's a yoytze korban pesach, which is an Issa Achila Dik Yoitza, and there's a Yoitza of Kachim, and the question only starts by Yoitza B'Kachim and Regoiza Tuma or not. My, what's the din? With Regoiza Tuma in order to make sure that you're not going to be Moitzi or not. By Korban Pesach, we say, Zrizin, Mizazori, Mashenga by Yoitza of Psar Kachim, over there, there's not Pshat, there's Bnei Chabura that are eating it. So over there, the question is, with Regoiza Tuma Sidayim, in order that you should be careful not to be Moitzi, so Gemara Teku, the Gemara remains with a Safek. Now Rashi says that the Zrizis is taka because of the Bnei Chabura. So Rashi is Zrizinein Sheesh Rabim, Umezazim Zerzem Elohoitzi, and that you don't have. Yes, Kahanim Azrizin, but regular Kochim, you don't have a whole Chabura. So Mele, you taka have to be Goizim, but you don't have this Mile of Zrizus. Now this Zrizis of Chabura is not going to help Legabe the Chash of Noisa. Like the Zoizok the Tzlach, because at the end of the day, with Legabe Noisa, we're saying that you need to be Goizi Tumas Yadayim, so you shouldn't be Atzlonim. We don't say Zrizin. So when it comes to Tumas Noisa, so Zrizis is not going to help me. Legabe, that they're not going to leave it over. But Legabe, we might see over there, the Zrizis will taka prevent it. But not Legabe, the Atzlos of Noisa. That's how we differentiate. Now, Tosfos says, even in the Kahanim and Bnei Chabura, it depends on what do we say the Chabura is more Zrizim than Kahanim. So, Tosfos Vim Toimer, the Ferg Moitza Tvilim Mashma Yipcho. They come a Kahanim as Zrizim, and Bnei Chabura as Zrizim Loyam Rinon. So, we see Bnei Chabura less Zoriz than Kahanim, and here we're saying the opposite, Bnei Chabura more Zoriz than Kahanim. So, Tosfos Vitir Zrizim, the Loy Domi, depends by what. The Gabi Bnei Chabura Shachel Migza Tvei, Shami Chata, over there it's Shami Chata, so you guys are more Bnei Chabura, Mili Gabi Kahanim. Do milso le shaykh le pesach klal. Ava mire de shaykh le pesach kon yoitze zrizim ne chabura yoitze me kahanim de takam ozores den kahanim. We'll stop over here by the bottom of the Omid after Teiku.